The things you now do by radio, you can in a matter of moments travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We remember Meatloaf, who passed away last night, age 74.
Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you- you love me forever till you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away?
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The annual March for Life is taking place in the nation's capital today. Thousands of pro-life Americans will rally on the National Mall before marching to the Supreme Court. Organizers say there's extra excitement this year as the High Court could overturn or weaken the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. A jury of 18 people who appeared mostly white has been selected for the federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing. The judge told potential jurors the case has absolutely nothing to do with race. President Biden and Japan's prime minister will hold their first formal talks later this morning in a virtual meeting. The two leaders face fresh concerns about North Korea's nuclear program, as well as China's growing military assertiveness. This is SRN News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Guess what today is?
It's National One-Liner Day.
I'm going to be zinging one-liners.
Funny one-liners.
I like rice. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something.
Funny one-liners.
Snappy one-liners.
I was trying to think of a really cool one-liner.
Take my wife, please.
Funny, pithy one-liners.
Happy National One-Liner Day.
Abusively cynical one-liner dismissing everything you just said.
I thought you were out of one-liners.
That's the last one.
It's showtime.
Alexa, give me some one-liners.
Here are some one-liners. My first job was working in an orange juice factory, but I got canned. I just couldn't concentrate. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. Yeah. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Laced them with tripping.
My boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture. I have a hunch. It might be me. The first time I got a universal remote control, I thought to myself, this changes everything. And jokes about premenstrual syndrome are not funny. Period. That's it for me. Enjoy your one-liners day. Don't forget to tip your digital assistant.
She'll be here all week.
Yeah. In fact, we'll do a couple of Rodney clips today since he was the king of the one-liners.
Yeah.
But about this cold weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
And just skipping back 2 days ago, we were worried about Monday morning. Worried that there could be a little bit of freezing rain at this hour, but that's a problem in Alabama. But way down south, coastal counties, coastal Alabama, Mobile, Baldwin, Escambia, Covington County, winter weather advisory this morning. But for us, just a cold morning, temperatures around freezing, and a cold winter's day ahead with a high temperature barely up to about 40 to 42, we'll say. And a breezy day, north winds as high as 15 miles per hour will add insult to injury. Cold tonight, low 28. Tomorrow's high in the upper 40s. Sunshine returns. More sun near 50 on Sunday. Rain returns late Monday night into Tuesday. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 11 miles per hour, making that 32-degree temperature seem more like 24. That's the wind chill factor at 614.
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'm so old, I can remember back to Wednesday of this week.
Right.
When the Montgomery Walmart shooting took place, and I was talking about how... Does anybody wonder why people are fleeing to our suburbs? Wetumpka, Millbrook, Pike Road, Prattville. Oh, guess what? Wetumpka's in on the action after a fatal shooting at the Walmart there.
Another Walmart shooting.
Around 1 o'clock in the morning, several law enforcement officers were there, and caution tape had been placed around a white SUV. Additional details, including the identity of the victim or any suspects, not released. The shooting happened days after another shooting in a Montgomery Walmart. City Councilman Charles Ginwright said that shooting was not random. Police have not said if the two shootings are connected. So can you really run away from it? I guess not. I know that there were problems in Prattville with our friends at Bama. Not because of them, it just becomes a spot.
Uh-huh.
And how do you stop that? How, you know...
I'll tell you, it's frightening when it's happening at Walmart because there's so many people in and out of Walmart.
Yeah.
And now, you know, some placements of Walmarts, you know, are a little more tenuous than others. But when it happens way out east and on Chantilly and then up in Wetumpka, that's really disturbing.
Or near Pepper Tree or, up the street from us.
Yep.
I would hate for you to have to open the microphone one morning and say, well, Greg didn't make it to work this morning.
Well, we have open windows here, too.
That's okay. That's okay. The windows are our friend now because we can, like yesterday, it was amazing to be able to look outside.
And actually see the rainfall.
Yeah.
We never knew in the cave.
Man, yesterday, I'm so glad I went for my bike ride. At the time I did, around 1 o'clock, 12:45, 1 o'clock.
Had the rain ended?
By the time I got here, I think the temperature dropped 30 degrees. Mm. And that when Terry and I were working together yesterday afternoon, and we were just like, whoa. Oh, it appears we have a random phone call. I have no idea who, but let's make it our risky click of the morning. Who? Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, David?
You know, I was reading an article last year online that said that Walmart parking lots were like all over the country were being used for crimes like this.
Why not Home Depot?
Because of the traffic and because of all the cameras, you think would be just crazy to commit crimes in Walmart parking lots.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like an epidemic.
They're pretty well surveilled.
Yeah. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. And if you guys remember, like 2 weeks after the Millbrook Walmart opened, a young man was gunned down there. I mean, right in front of the store.
That was a guy that was followed from Montgomery.
From Montgomery.
He
young guy, had a wife and a kid. She was expecting the second, and they took his truck and were joyriding around Montgomery and caught the next day.
Because the guy had spinners on his truck.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's
I mean,
it's life.
And you've got to be aware of your surroundings constantly, you know, when you're out and about. So,
absolutely.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks. That's something that's just not on my mind when I'm shopping like that, you know.
What do you do when you're in a tough neighborhood?
I was around and there's no laughs. I live in New York in the West Side. A very bad neighborhood. Just last week, a guy pulled a knife on me. I could see it wasn't a real professional job. There was butter on it. What a neighbor. What a first day I moved in, I asked a cop, I said, how long I walked to the subway? He said, I don't know. So far, no one ever made it. Right, it's getting worse over there. I just put some new sidewalk in front of my building. Remember when I was a kid, I put my handprint in the wet cement. I feel like I'd do it again. I tell you, it's a weird feeling, put your hand in cement. And you feel another hand. Well, there's nothing but killings over there. I went out and bought a waterbed. There was a guy at the bottom of it. My apartment, nothing but robberies. They're all over the place. Every time I close a window, I hit somebody's fingers. Okay, when I was a kid, I once turned a crime, you know. I pulled one job and they caught me. I was so stupid, you know. I picked a guy's pocket in an airplane, made a run for it.
Rodney.
Nobody like, no respect to... whatsoever.
Absolutely. Time is 19 minutes after 6. Our TV topic this morning is the average person wastes almost 2 hours a day. Thank you. You couldn't have handed me that at a better time because, as I'm saying, our TV topic today is I realized, I just printed that and it's out on the printer.
Look who just walked in.
I know. And as soon as I stop pasting things in, I can play
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
All hail Jay.
Thank you.
So, all you've missed so far, just we can catch you up. Meatloaf passed away at age 74.
Ugh. He's cursing at your computer.
Oh.
Which one? That one in there?
Yeah.
What's going on in that one? Slow. It was working fine for me.
Slow.
Oh, well, yeah.
Slow. I arrive here at the Oval Studio in plenty of time to make Rich breakfast and to get everything ready for the show. But I encountered issues today that I think could be resolved with a committee.
And if it and if it leads to, in the future, no breakfasts, we've got to put our foot down.
It should not take 20 minutes to dub an 8-minute song. It just shouldn't. Now, that, I know those of you listening, that's a real first world problem.
Is that because it wouldn't play or it just wouldn't download?
It just took forever
to download.
Yeah, to go to YouTube and find Paradise. And then it took forever for the thing to allow me to copy the link and then paste it into the YouTube converter. And
here's the neat thing about that converter is you can just type in the name of the video. It'll find it.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And then you
that.
Can click on it. And get, yeah, I've discovered that only recently, by the way.
Huh.
You don't necessarily have to put in the links. Now, I do with your songs because you may have a specific version of the song that you're
sometimes,
timing your intro to.
Sometimes yeah. I had the single version. Rather
right,
than,
and that can change your intro times.
Yeah.
I couldn't really do that, though, because a lot of the a lot of the Meatloaf copies or Paradise were karaoke versions done by idiots. And I had to be real careful to make sure I had him. All right, we're at 6:20. Here's some local news. We'll be back, and we'll be all gussied up and really looking great for television. Next.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Legislative committees have advanced plans to spend more than $772 million of Alabama's pandemic relief funds. The proposal would use over half of the money for broadband expansion and water and sewer projects. That proposal would steer $146 million to healthcare providers, including hospitals and nursing homes. MPD has started disciplinary proceedings against a 44-year-old police officer, Robin Chapman. MPD initiated the investigation after a crash on Wears Ferry Road and North Burbank Drive involving Chapman, who was off duty. He's been relieved of duty and placed on administrative leave. Governor Kay Ivey and the DECA awarded community development block grants totaling more than $18 million. Those checks were presented to each of the 51 communities. The grants will help with completing vital infrastructure projects. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hey, y'all. This is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's
cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
A little bit later this hour, we have a cute new parody on the popularity of the phenomenon of the Bruno song.
Of the phenomenon of what? I'm sorry.
The Bruno.
Oh. So
Jake can give you more insights on that.
Which I've not heard it yet, nor have I seen the film, but I know it comes from Disney's, what is it, Encanto, I think is the new film?
Encanto.
Yeah, and apparently it knocked out Let It Go from the
yes.
most popular
I Disney maybe I got songs. To hear it a few more times. I understand Let It Go.
I have not heard this Bruno song.
Anybody that's a parent knows you put a Disney movie on and it replays 20 times and the kids never get tired.
I'm so uninformed.
Well, yeah. Make some babies and get with the program here.
I was going to say,
still
look,
time.
I was going to ask what we were talking about today, and if it wasn't about the M&M mascot change, then we need to change the fact that we're called News Talk since we're not talking about that.
I'm adding make some babies to my to-do list here.
I just put the M&M story on my Facebook page with the comment that
the
woke people suck.
Soldiers.
And you do. You just suck. You just.
I couldn't tell the difference until they pointed it out that it's the shoes. They changed the shoes.
Well, they wanted to make it less like sexist. All right.
Oh, I just woke.
Often say there aren't enough hours in the day, but maybe there are, and we're all just wasting them. A new study says the average person completely wastes almost 2 hours each and every day. A lot to cover on this subject. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it. Say good morning, friends. News Talk 93.1.
See what he did there?
Happy Friday, fellas.
That was clever. I got to tell you, yeah. David Lamb, he's a brilliant newsman, but he's got a wicked sense of humor, too.
Wicked, yeah.
Wicked.
You really do.
Do you, Greg, I don't know when you have time to waste time, because you just don't have time
Greg
to waste time.
That's a lot.
It's not the, you know, when it comes to wasting time, like this morning,
mm-hmm.
I got very frustrated because the computer I used to get a lot of stuff done for our show, I mean, it was like, wow, what do we have? Windows 86 on this thing? waiting and watching. I don't have that kind of, and I had to make him an omelet.
Well, no.
I mean, I had priority.
Had to.
That is like, not the story we heard earlier.
Yeah, we heard a little different retelling of that.
Well, what happened?
He said you texted him, begged him, please let me cook for you this morning.
No. He asked me what I wanted, and I said a tiny omelet.
And I had bacon I wanted, so I made bacon before I left the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually...
And he gave you that ostrich-size egg omelet.
Ostrich-size.
But if you're going to do it right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know? And we do it for right. posting purposes, too, right? I mean, I do it
because I'm your friend.
Of course.
And I want to make sure you're eating well.
We try to guess how many reactions we're going to
get. We get on Facebook, yeah. Yesterday's debut of the... grilled meatball sandwich.
Yep.
It was a first time on the breakfast menu.
240 reactions.
It's amazing
that?
How many people
that
care about
it. Delicious.
That
it
was
did
really
look
good.
Good.
It was really good.
I gained weight just staring at it. And I stared at it a lot.
I have to, before I waste time, I have to go through my to-do list or else I'm, you know, in other words,
yes.
I'm guilty. I got to do all my to-do stuff before I start.
You're going to have a checklist?
Going to Netflix or whatever, you know.
But what is really a waste of time?
Yeah, but is that wasting time if you're saying, hey, I'm going to watch this episode, I'm dedicating that time to that, I'm doing what I planned on doing. Is that wasting time?
No, I don't think it is. I was just going to bring up something similar. Like, at the end of my day, I get home, I fix a little food, and I'll sit in front of an old Andy Griffith Show episode I've seen 100 times and go, but that's what I need at that moment. You know, it's like... I know how the whole episode
is taking the dog to the park in the afternoon wasting time?
No.
I don't think so.
No, taking your dog to the park is not a waste of time.
They're talking about sitting in traffic, waiting on hold, flipping through channels, you know.
I hate waiting on
versus,
hold.
Versus, you know, what you guys are, I mean, I there certainly is a time where after work or whatever, you need kind of time to
decompress,
kind of collect your thoughts, chill a little bit, decompress.
Yeah. I don't waste any time on hold, although,
I mean, downtime's important.
Years ago, I used to write and produce on-hold messaging for a company in Miami. I used to work there. And now, we do talk radio here. I don't want to be on the phone after I'm off the air, so I don't call anybody that's going to make me wait on Wait a minute.
Your call is very important to us.
Yeah, we'll get to you in about 85 minutes. They've got
right,
no.
But if you're listening, like if you're stuck in traffic, if you've got a commute and you're listening to like a podcast mm-hmm. or an audio book or something, I mean, is that really wasting time? You're kind of making the most of the time, aren't you?
I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a baseball fan. I got a show or two that I like to listen to, and I always find at least 5 or 10 minutes before we go on the air here to go out in the car, listen to that, sip some coffee, and just...
His office is the car around.
You should see it. You should send a crew over and get a camera look at
there
my
you go.
Passenger well.
Tonight at 10.
It's embarrassing.
Oh,
it really is.
The new variant of COVID is the
car. Love it.
Many scientific experiments underway.
Yes, right yes. There's a cure for something in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. But that's the way I roll.
So just make the most of the downtime. So make the most of the downtime.
And
that's
what about
it.
You, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, Jay.
Yeah. Right. This is my downtime. No, I get very little downtime. So when I do get that downtime, even if I do nothing, that doesn't feel wasteful. Because, I mean, I don't have that much time. Yeah. So when I do have it, it's just even if I do nothing at all, that's
not that
fine
much time.
With me.
You're not ill, are you?
No, I just
right,
don't
so
have...
Just before we wrap up, just a bit of a survey. So who kind of feels guilty for downtime or you know, you kind of have that internal clock and you're like, I'm wasting my life here.
Sometimes I do feel guilty. I do put guilt trips
yeah.
on
well, and
me.
I feel guilty some days leaving work and like it's the middle of the afternoon. I'm like, I should still be at work doing stuff. But I was like, my shift's done. Everything I was supposed to do today,
right?
I'm done. It's just the weird shift we're on.
Yep.
Because everybody else is kind of still going.
Yeah, I'm like calling my friends, and they're like, hey, I just got back from lunch.
My time-wasting days are over. They were called the 70s. I'm Tony DeFranco's age. I don't have a lot of time left. I'm going to not waste 1 minute.
Yeah.
Any way to inject
Tony. Not too many shopping days left till Christmas.
Right.
If I live to
see it. All righty, fellas.
Have a great weekend.
You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
See ya.
Thank you so much for the time. And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m.
That was a good segment.
Yeah.
And you had the best line.
What?
Shut up, Jay.
It
was almost like
he dominates the whole segment.
I know. I sometimes feel like I need a shoehorn just to get a word in on this segment. It is 6:31. A quick word for our friends at Kaiser Fine Furniture. If you are looking, you know, saw another survey just a couple of days ago. I mentioned it previously that people have spent something like 70% more time in their homes over the last 2 years because of all the restrictions and all the. So if your furniture is taking a beating, you're ready for something nice and comfortable and you want it at a great price, go to Kaiser. 65,000 square feet of choices, everything marked up to 50% off. You can do an interest-free first $1,000 for qualified customers at Kaiser. And you've got Stella, Bob Carroll, and Cheryl to help you navigate that huge showroom. Find what you're looking for in the price range that's comfortable for you. And then at the end, you save even more because the sales tax there is 8.25% and not 10%. For people who know the field of decor, know the inventory in the building, value, and everything that goes with it, so much ready for immediate delivery. Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. At 6:32, traffic and then the timeline for January 21st.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic got our first accident of the morning. This is in Millbrook on Highway 143 at Cobbs Ford Road. It's the intersection right there at Window World at Alabama River Parkway. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. In Montgomery, we're a little bit busy this morning, seeing some congestion on East Boulevard at I-85. That's really about it. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. Military Veterans, MCS, offers VA cash-out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. One-hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's Special Night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product that you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit LoanDepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
My wife can't cook with you, kid. My house, you pray after we eat. She gave my kid alphabet, so we spelled out help. I bought a pressure cooker. Now I eat off the ceiling. Last night you made chocolate mousse and antler got stuck in my throat. What a lousy cook. How can toast have bones? And I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. Why, in my kitchen, the roaches are anorexic. Last week, the garbage disposal threw up. She can't cook at all. My backyard, the flies shipped in to fix the screen door. I know a lot of jokes. All right. What can I tell you? Okay.
6:37. What can I tell you? It's January 21st, and Rich Thomas has the timeline.
That would be 344 days left of the year on one later day. That's why we've been playing Rodney here. I was so ugly. My parents had to hang a pork chop around my neck to get the dog to play with me. I like that one, too. National Hugging Day. Hey, I've been hugging that doggy down there. It's New England Clam Chowder Day.
Hey, what a great day to have. It's cold.
I love clam, New England clam chowder.
I wonder if we have some at the house.
I've got some some really good stuff, not the canned stuff.
Maybe Senate bean soup today.
Senate, would be good, yeah, too. Yeah, that'd be good. Squirrel Appreciation Day. Squirrel! And International Sweatpants Day. Boy, since the pandemic, I've been wearing a lot of sweatpants, but you've been wearing sweatpants even before. It was cool.
Yeah, you know what? Good ones are hard to find now.
Yeah.
They really are. Ones you can wear that don't look like sweatpants.
1793, King Louis is executed by the guillotine in Paris. There we go. Wait a minute. That wasn't really the guillotine, was it?
It sounds like it is. And then That was the head rolling off the guillotine table.
I see. 1908, New York City lawmakers passed a law making it illegal for women to smoke in public. The mayor wisely vetoed it 2 weeks later because he realized that if women couldn't smoke in public, guys would have a harder time. Never mind. Never mind. It was a joke there from the service here. And then I looked ahead and I said, nah, that's not cool. 1924, Vladimir Lenin dies at the age of 54. I didn't know he died that early. He was a monster.
Yeah. Well, they all are. Him, Stalin.
Stalin was awful.
The worst. And we got people in this country that can't wait to bring them back.
On the state in 59, Carl Switzer, who played Alfalfa,
yes,
on The Little Rascals, was shot and killed by a former business partner in an argument over $50.
Really?
Yeah. So he was, how old? It doesn't say. He was young. 56 years ago in 1966, George Harrison married Patty Floyd. Paul McCartney was the best man. The two met on the set of a movie, Hard Day's Night. She left him in the 70s for Eric Clapton. 1976, Concorde takes off for the first time from London's Heathrow Airport outside of Paris. One of the first commercial passengers. I'm sorry. Never mind. Anyway, did you say you flew on the Concorde?
Yes, but not to a destination. It was a special flight to see Comet Kohoutek in 1982 because it could go to 60,000 feet,
mm-hmm,
and you could see above the atmosphere, see the curvature of the Earth too from that altitude. And it's still just this little white dash.
The comet was very
just above the horizon.
Less than stellar, but not a comfortable plane, right?
No, you can't stand completely up in it, mm-hmm, unless you're like 5.5 feet tall. And, well, the takeoff is exciting because you're, like, at
a really steep angle.
Yeah. We were up and back in less than 40 minutes.
How many did it seat? Like 100?
About that. Yeah. That's why they eventually took it out of service because...
Wasn't cost effective.
No. Yeah. But they're supposedly, Boeing and I think somebody's working
United. On it. United bought 50. Yeah.
Supersonic.
Yeah, right. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but they put in an order for 50. Now our song of the day, and if you've been listening this week, we've been doing songs that charted that were theme songs from TV shows. Well, this one was written for television, okay? Unlike, a couple of days ago we did Thank You for Being a Friend, which was not written for television. This debuted as the Friends theme. Then it was released to radio in 95. The Rembrandts performed it. Did you know R.E.M. was originally asked to do the song for the Friends theme, but they turned it down?
Stupid.
I'll be there for you, Rembrandts.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke.
Say the Rembrandts didn't have any.
Never heard of them prior to this.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
by the way.
And also after this, right? Never heard of them either.
Yeah.
I have retroactively come to love Everybody Loves Raymond and The Office and other shows that kind of are from that era.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever like that show. I cannot stand anybody. That cast is so unlikable. They're just putzes.
Yeah.
Even the women.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, a whiny... Ugh.
I can take it or leave it. But they had some good writers, though. I will give them that. I'm not so sure about the cast, though. The great Jackie Wilson, who sang Higher and Higher and Lonely Teardrops, died on this date of a heart attack in 1984. He was 49. Aretha Franklin, first woman inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. And Keith Richards, same day, by the way. 32 years ago, in 1990, John McEnroe threw his racket at the Australian Open. He was disqualified from the match. And of course, the Australian Open is going on right now. 98, Bill Clinton angrily denied that he had ever had sexual relations with that woman. 2010, Toyota recalls 2.3 million vehicles because the accelerator pedals were getting stuck. Ouch. Not good. Birthdays, Gina Davis is 66 from Thelma and Louise. Robbie Benson, that boy from who is Billy Joe McAllister, an ode to Billy Joe. He's 66 today. Billy Ocean, what was his Caribbean Queen? I guess was his biggest hit. He's 72 today. Placido Domingo is 81. How old do you think Jack Nicklaus is today?
He's over 80. And I think if I remember correctly, he kind of got there recently, so I'll go with 82.
Yes, he's 82. Are you happy?
I am.
Dead or alive, singer Mac Davis.
Dead.
He is still dead. He would have been 80 today. 24 days till Valentine's Day.
Good.
57 days till the first day of spring. 86 days till Easter. I don't know why I'm doing this. 151 days till the first day of summer. And that, my friends, is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's more.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
I'm looking at radar right now, and there's orange on the radar. That is not a good thing. It's down in South Alabama now. Parts of coastal Alabama and all the way as far east as Andalusia and Op are experiencing some freezing rain this morning. Not good. It's not going to be a problem here. Just a cold day today. Breezy. North winds at 10 to 15 will make that high temperature in the lower 40s seem colder. Tonight, overnight low 28. Saturday's high in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny skies returning. More sun. We'll be near 50 on Sunday, and rain returning late Monday night into Tuesday, and right now this morning. It is, there's an 11-mile-an-hour wind. It makes that 32-degree temperature seem like 24. That's the wind chill factor at 646.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I was trying to find the Frank Caliendo Valentine's Day. I mean, I've got this. Oldie.
Hey, you know, John Badger, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
But I can't find the Ace is the Place for Valentine's Day spot, which is funny.
I remember
funny.
That.
Always makes me laugh.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We are at 6:46 coming up. The Cheap and Trashy, of course, the big story out of the entertainment business. Today was the passing of Meatloaf at the age of 74. Here's Skip with the traffic. SRN News replay next.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic getting a little busy now on East South Boulevard around Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. Also around Baptist, I-65 and 85 building through downtown Montgomery. No real problems in the Montgomery area. We had an accident earlier on Highway 143 at Cobbs Ford Road in Millbrook up by Window World. Please use caution there. Hopefully they're about to get that one wrapped up here in a few minutes. Keep it here for more traffic updates. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240, Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The annual March for Life is taking place in the nation's capital today. Thousands of pro-life Americans will rally on the National Mall before marching to the Supreme Court. Organizers say there's extra excitement this year as the High Court could overturn or weaken the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion. A jury of 18 people who appeared mostly white has been selected for the federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing. The judge told potential jurors the case has absolutely nothing to do with race. President Biden and Japan's prime minister will hold their first formal talks later this morning in a virtual meeting. The two leaders face fresh concerns about North Korea's nuclear program, as well as China's growing military assertiveness. This is SRN News.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Please shut up about Bruno. Even worse than Let It Go. We hear it every single day. Our kids love Encanto and they watch it all day and all night.
Watch it all day and all night.
So annoying when our kids start to sing. Even our dog will run and hide.
I wish they'd stop singing that song.
Bruno's driving me insane.
I'm gonna go nuts.
That stupid song stuck in our brain.
Shut up.
Disney movies are to blame.
We have heard it 80 times today.
Please shut up about Bruno. No, 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 no. Even worse than Let It Go. Our kids gotta stop singing Bruno.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:53, it's time for the Cheap and Trashy. You're invited to comment on my Facebook page. I just posted the story about Tom Hanks. I'm sure he's being paid to do it. We'll be narrating a video on behalf of the Biden administration talking about what a recovering, resilient America we've had for the last year. This will be his greatest fantasy performance in Splash.
This is a Super Bowl spot?
No, it's...
No. I guess the White House is going to post it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're buying time or what. China in the news. The Winter Olympics. By the way, have you seen a video that's going around? They supposedly have the athletes in these really crappy accommodations.
Have not seen.
They put food on a tray. It's like almost like a prison. Because no. they got the COVID thing going on again. Now China has warned athletes against speaking out at the Olympics. Gang Xu, deputy director of the international relations for the Beijing Organizing Committee, said Tuesday that while free expression in line with the Olympic spirit will be allowed, any behavior or speech that's against the Olympic spirit, especially against the Chinese laws and regulations, will be subject to certain punishment. Why are we there? Why are we doing anything?
When does it start? When's the opening? Do you know?
February.
Sometime mid, mid or early February.
And the only announcer that NBC is sending over there is Mike Tirico. They're going to be doing everything on a remote basis. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, you know, because when you're remote, you can't really describe it the way it needs to be handled.
What do you think of a sequel to A Christmas Story?
Yeah, I read about this morning. Very interesting. It's going to be...
I swear there already was one.
It's going to have the Billingsley kid, right?
Yeah, he's going to be an adult this time.
Yep. That one didn't. The one that I'm thinking of did not.
This one takes place in the 70s with Ralphie returning to the old house on Cleveland Street to deliver his kids a magical Christmas like the one he had growing up. He also reconnects with childhood friends and reconciles the passing of his father, who was played by, was it Carl Betts?
No. Let's see. What do you have the cat? Can you bring up the cat?
I can bring it up there real quick.
So far, Peter is the only original cast member announced. His mom will be played by Julie Haggerty from Airplane.
That was Darren McGavin. That was who.
Yeah,
that's Darren McGavin. And very much a Carl Betts knockoff, I think.
By the way, Meatloaf's real name was Marvin Lee Aday.
Yeah, we were wondering about that earlier. By the way, if you're wondering about Julie Haggerty's great performances.
Yeah. The bumps you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of this ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
Right there. To me, that's Oscar-worthy. Let's see what else on this we might want to pass along your way. There have already been two sequels to A Christmas Story. You may not have known about them because they suck. Both with completely different casts. My Summer Story in 1994 and A Christmas Story 2 in 2012.
I knew there was another one, but I knew they were horrible.
It'll be interesting to see if they bring back Scott Schwartz. He played Flick. Oh, the kid who gets his tongue stuck.
Right.
Apparently that led to a career in porn.
Really?
as it normally does situations.
Yeah. If you're willing to put your tongue on anything, that's a great career advancement. He spent the 90s in that industry, but he was not appearing on screen in any sexual roles. The narrator, Gene Shepard, who also wrote the film based on his own childhood, he passed away in 1999. I think there'll be some interest in this, though, just because of Peter Billingsley's involvement.
I want to see what Peter Billingsley, what he looks like today.
I think I saw a picture of him fairly recently.
Yeah, so there he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping it away from the computer there.
Thank you. I mean, that's good. I'm glad that you do that now.
Here's how sick the woke movement is getting. Playboy is trying to distance itself from Hugh Hefner, the founder of the magazine.
What? What's the his treatment of women? Is that the issue?
Yeah. Part of it.
He didn't treat them with respect. The bunnies.
You know, I was forced to go to that Fleetwood Mac party at the Playboy Mansion in Chicago.
Yeah, you were forced.
And I didn't see any unhappy bunnies there. And there was a club in Miami that my weatherman partner on my morning show, good old Uncle Walter Cronice, he used to like to have lunch there. So I would go down there. I didn't see any unhappy bunnies there either. They made really good money.
Lunch at the Playboy Club. That's like...